Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Also are staying safe. We are still in the midst of COVID, unfortunately. But I am here today with Tina Hohen. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
And for those of you may be listening for the first time, which I hope not, Tina is our executive director of the Wayne County YMCA, correct?
That's me. Been there forever. Tina from the Y, they probably know me as. Tina from the Y.
Exactly, exactly. Because if I said, do you know Tina Hohen? They'd be like, no. But I know a Tina from the Y.
And that's her.
That's her. Mm-hmm. And she's with me today. And it's very exciting to be together because we are going to talk about some health programs that you have available through the YMCA, correct?
Correct, because we really know that people want to be healthy.
Right.
No one wants to be sick. No one wants to stay sick. So mm-hmm. this is a great opportunity for people to join some of these new programs and get healthy.
Right. And, you know, I did mention earlier that, you know, COVID-19 has really disrupted many of our lives for a number of reasons. And, you know, us being a hospital, Way Memorial Hospital, we are very concerned with people's health. You know, we want people to stay healthy. You know, Tina and the YMCA, they have the same goals in mind. They want people to be healthy. And so you are going to start two programs in person starting in January. One is the diabetes prevention program, correct?
Yes.
And then the other one is a matter of balance, correct?
Yes. Right. Oh, you're on the money this morning. Wow.
I know. I just, you know, I think it's just all that holiday eating has got my brain working, or maybe not. I don't know. but, you know, these programs are not new to the Y, and that's what we want people to know. But they've kind of been on hold again because of COVID-19.
Absolutely. You know, we had some opportunity to maybe do them virtually, but I know in our community, some people don't have that mm-hmm. option in their homes. And it's also not as personal, and you don't have that ability to get your group together as much. I'm so tired of Zooming. It's crazy.
Oh, I know. When I have the option of going in person, I do choose that option now because it is so nice to have human contact and to see people. And you are right. You do get a different feel. You get different information when you are in person.
Yes, when you're in the room together right, and you get right. that vibes. Now, we'll still kind of social distance. We're not going to be on top of each other. And if somebody wants to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. And we're going to do whatever we can to stay safe and protect everybody that's there. And if things change with COVID-19, we'll change with the rules. But we really want to get people back in because what we see and what we hear from people is that, you know, gee, I gained a little weight. I've got like the, you know, it used to be that freshman 10 pounds or 20 pounds. Now it's the COVID-19, you know, 30 pounds or,
right.
you know, I stopped doing this. I stopped doing that. And mm-hmm. I even know for me, I used to run 5Ks all the time.
Right.
We don't now.
Exactly. So, you know, I think we need to encourage people, obviously, with safety in mind always, but to start coming out, to start taking care of themselves, to get, you know, even with our physician offices, we want people to come back for their yearly physical, for their checkups, because we are seeing people who have neglected their health because they're scared, which is, you know, rightfully so, no doubt about it. But we want people to get back on track again. So let's talk about the diabetes prevention program. You know, who is it for?
Well, it's for anyone who has been diagnosed as pre-diabetic. And since you know so much about diabetes, maybe you can mention to them, like, what are some of the things that maybe would cause someone to be pre-diabetic?
Right. So when we look at pre-diabetes, I'll just jump in. We look at, you know, some blood work, some blood sugar levels. Usually it's a fasting blood sugar of under 126, but also they do a long-range blood sugar test called an A1C, and that A1C value has to be usually somewhere between 5.8 and 6.4%. And, you know, people may say, well, I'm not sure. Well, you look at, do you have a family history of diabetes? Do you have, you know, some of your immediate family that has diabetes, like a mother, father, grandparent, or even brother or sister? Are you overweight? Are you inactive? Do you have high cholesterol, or has the doctor told you, or your primary, you know, care physician has told you that you need to start making some healthy choices? you possibly can fall into that criteria, and you need to talk to your physician to ask them if you are pre-diabetic.
Yeah, and I mean, I think everybody needs to look at it as an opportunity to find out what they can do to improve their life.
Right.
I mean, you know, some of those pre-diabetic things are just simple, a few pounds, a few this, a few that, but you're because of your age and because of your family's, you know, mm-hmm. your genetics and stuff, you may be predisposed to getting diabetes.
Right.
So if you find out when you're pre-diabetic, we can help you. Mm-hmm. We have a program that will help you learn simple little tricks and tools and things to do. It's not a crazy diet, and I'm not going to commit you to, you know, like you have to do this, this, and this. But let's make some choices in your life that you can live with that will help you to be healthier. And that's right. What the program's about.
Right. And to prevent you from getting diabetes. And, you know, studies have shown individuals who participate in these diabetes prevention program, 60% or higher do not get diabetes when they follow these guidelines, when they participate in these programs.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's simple steps. It is not crazy dieting. It's not crazy exercising. It's common sense. It's making some better choices and being a little more active and just really focusing on you,
right,
which is important. And people forget that when you're working, when you're raising a family, when you're taking care of everybody and everything, you sometimes forget yourself.
Right.
And you can do better with everybody else if you take care of yourself.
Exactly. So if someone's just jumping in and they're listening, but they have to maybe jump off and get out of their car, if they're listening in their car on the way to wherever they're going, what number could they call to get information?
Well, they should call the YMCA at 570-253-2083, or we'll have information on our website at wcymca.com.
Okay. Now, is there an age limit for the program?
Well, we usually do 18 years and an adult. Okay. I've been trying to push them to do a younger, I would love to do a younger program.
Right, because we know actually there are, you know, individuals under 18 that actually do have type 2 diabetes. And that's what we're really talking about, is individuals who are at risk for that type 2 diabetes, which is lifestyle preventable. Meaning if you have healthy lifestyle, you can prevent diabetes. So, you know, we talked about, so they learn about food, right? Healthy mm-hmm. food choices.
Yeah, food choices. We talk about it as a group. It's not as much that I'm teaching it, but I'm facilitating the group so we get information from everybody. I have learned so much from the participants that I had, little tricks that they did that helped me with my lifestyle changes. So right. it's just fabulous.
And that's the thing. I think we all can learn from each other, you know, mm-hmm. no matter what. And I think this program is really, really great. And so how long is the program? Like, is it once a week or how does it work?
It's a great program because it's focused for you to actually change your lifestyle. It's actually a year long program. And people go, oh, but you get a year's membership to the Y. So right away, you're getting that $400 or $300-some value
wow.
of a free membership, which means fitness classes and other programs and things that we have. But we meet once a week for the first 16 weeks. And if you have to miss one, you can. I'll catch up with you. But, you know, first 16 weeks, so that's 4 months. Then we do 2 months where we go every other week. And then the last 6 months of the year, we just meet once a month. And I will tell you, from my first group that I did, they wanted to meet every week forever if I could, and they'd still meet if we still could. Three, 4 years ago, they'd still, when I see them, they're like, oh, we could just meet some more. That'd be great.
Right.
Because we all need encouragement, and we all need to feel like people are with us when we're doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to be alone. So it's nice to have everybody working together.
Right, right. Now, do they need a physician order to participate in the program?
Not necessarily order. We need something that says, you know, that your physician has said to you that you are pre-diabetic. Okay. If you have an A1C level, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is based on, I have a grant, so they do look at some of that. But most of the time, if people need to lose weight in their certain age group and whatever, they automatically think you are pre-diabetic.
Right. But otherwise, there is no cost for the program.
There is no cost. There's a form that you fill out just so I have some basic information on mm-hmm. you. And when we're ready to roll, we start the program. I'm looking at trying to offer in January one during the day and one in the evening.
Oh, that would be great.
So depending on what your schedule is mm-hmm. and, you know, we'll try to get you in. If you want to get in, we'll start the second week of January.
Right.
And if it snows, we follow Wayne Highlands School District. So don't worry about that. If it snows, we cancel. We just add another week at the end. It's not, you know, we don't stress these things at all.
Right.
No stress.
Right. And that's the whole point. Like, you know, you talk about stress management within the program.
We
too.
Do. We not only do we talk about food and exercise, we talk about stress management and relaxation and the importance of, and I don't want to say meditation, but quiet time in your life.
Right.
how important it is to stop and think and take a few moments.
Wow. And you know, Tina, I know about this program, and it is so beneficial to our community. And so, you know, if you're out there listening, if you were told you have prediabetes, you know, I know the hospital has nutrition services. You know, they meet with you. You may have gotten education. But I think this program is definitely a balance to maybe any other education, or maybe you haven't received education, so go for it, and this would be really beneficial to you.
Absolutely. I encourage people to call me. I'd love to work with you. You can call and leave a message at the Y, and I'll call you back and talk to you and say, hey, maybe this, see if it does fit for you.
Right. So believe it or not, we have only less than 5 minutes left. So I want to talk about the Matter of Balance, because Absolutely. That's another excellent program that you have.
Yes. Matter of Balance is really, really important program for people. It's about older adults. It's for older adults. As you get older, you have a lot of concerns about falling, and you restrict some of your activities. And I know that now that I'm a certain age, I found myself hesitating to bend down. I was like, what is that move? It just happened. So it's all of us. As we get older, it's scary. But this program really shows you the things you can change in your life to make it safer for you. This program was a grant thing too. So there's a lot of prizes and gifts that you get throughout the program to help you make your house safer, like a nice bath mat for safety, or, you know, a grabber, some different things. They do promotional things for this program. So this one's a little different. It's only 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it is about a 2 hour long program, hour and a half to 2 hours, but you get to talk to each other. You get to learn about this. You get to talk about how you're going to change your house to make it safer. Cause we all have those, you know, those steps we didn't do something about, or that rug that we slip on all the time that we don't think about changing.
Right. Right. No, I mean, I look at those things, you know, I help care for my mom, and I look at her rugs, and I look at, you know, moving something out of the way that she's put on the floor and maybe doesn't look down when she walks and can trip over that. And I think that is so important. You know, but besides those helpful, you know, ideas and hints and stuff like that, you also work with them on improving their strength.
Absolutely.
And their balance. That's the name of the program,
that's
right?
Most important. Yes, we do teach them the exercises, some exercises. It's not an exercise program, so I don't want you to think that, but you do get little tricks of the trade and how to practice. I remember I practiced when my son, he liked me to be by his bed at night. I would stand on one leg. So as you get older, sometimes those things are hard to do.
Right.
But practice those things. Mm-hmm. And we show you those little things, how to build up strength in your legs so you can get out of a chair better and not fall and not tip.
And turning too, you know, making that quick turn if you hear a noise or something like that. You know, all of those things that, again, put individuals at a risk for a fall.
Yes. And there's ice. You know, that time of year is coming. Oh. So how to be careful on ice and safe.
Right. Right.
So again, that program is going to start in January as well. And we're looking at a daytime Tuesday afternoon. So if anybody's interested in that, they can call us again at 570-253-2083 or check our website, which will be updated in the next week or two with all our January 1 things.
Right.
And that's WCYMCA.com.
Okay. And, you know, I know there may be some people out there that listening that may have issues with transportation. Our Wayne County transportation system is awesome. You can always give them a call. You know, but Tina and I were just talking before, you can also call Tina at the Y to get that information or that phone number, because everyone seems to call you for everything.
They
do.
They call us for a lot of different things. And it's great because we don't mind trying to point them in the right direction, because we work together with like Wayne Memorial Hospital and all the other programs in the community. We're all just here to serve the community. So if I don't know the right answer, I'll find it out.
Right. And you, again, work with many human service agencies within Wayne County, to transportation, the aging office. Like, you refer people to those places when they need them.
Mm-hmm. Correct? Absolutely. And they refer back to us, which is wonderful.
So, Tina, we talked about the diabetes prevention program, A Matter of Balance. Can you give the phone number again to the YMCA for people to register?
Call the Y, 570-253-2083.
Right. And the programs will start in January after the holidays.
Yes.
So no one does have to worry about that. But call now to get on that list.
Right. Call now and we can at least get your name on a list. Even if we're not 100% sure of the start date, we'll get your name and know that you're interested, and we can let you know first.
Right. And that's really important, because maybe spots are limited.
Yes. Actually, they are. You said that. So 12 is the max that we take in either program usually.
Oh, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And again, the success of the program count on the individuals that enroll. So please, if you're listening, if you have prediabetes, or if you want to improve your balance, give Tina Hohen a call at the YMCA or Tina from the Y at 253-2083. I have it memorized.
You do have it memorized. That was pretty good.
Again, thank you, Tina, for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And again, this is Carol Knieyer, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.